Hello and welcome to another episode of the Low Carb Universe Show. Today I am not accompanied by my sidekick Hannah as normally. I have a special guest.
Yeah.
Welcome, Pia Holmstedt Englund.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Nice having you. Pia was one of the speakers during Keto Ladies, and she taught us how to use our breath in a proper way. And you also had Medi Yoga workshops.
Yeah.
But first, we should talk about how we got in contact.
Yes.
Because you're not a part of the low-carb community.
No, I'm not really, actually.
Yeah, you're quite new to this. So how did you react when I contacted you earlier this winter asking if you wanted to come and speak at Keto Ladies?
Well, since it was you, it was quite normally to say just yes, because I knew it would be a great opportunity to join something that was really new to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was a very fantastic event.
No, thank you. Yeah.
So I can really recommend everybody.
I do agree.
I do agree
with you.
Very nice.
But that time, it was like at New Year, you changed your diet into low carb because you hadn't been doing that before. Was this some kind of, maybe I should do this before going to Keto?
No, not really. I ended up in the ER with a
diverticulitis.
That's a hard word in English.
Pockets in your bowel, in your colon.
An inflamed gut.
Yeah,
To talk freely.
Yeah, we can do that.
No. And that's where it actually started. So I read a book that Martina Johansson, she wrote this Magstarkt, really good book, and her advice was to get rid of all carb.
Yeah, especially grains and stuff
grains
like that.
Yes, grains and stuff. So I did.
Yeah, and you noticed a change quite fast?
Definitely.
Ah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And it was a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
And especially in my head, because I've really had this brain fog for a couple of years, and I thought most of it was due to my age.
Yeah, you can think so.
Hormone, but it definitely changed to the better, I must say.
Yeah, very, very, it's lovely to hear. And it's not uncommon because it's a reaction that many people have when they change their diet and skip all the grains.
Yeah.
So, it's nice to hear. But you were quite surprised when you found out who was speaking.
When
you found out in our speakers chat.
Yeah, it was just a coincidence. I actually bought the book. I just saw it and I thought, sounds good. I read it.
And then
Martina was at the camp as well. That was
quite cool. Great. So, but it was like, there was a purpose with everything.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Universe provides.
Yes.
Universe provides.
Yeah, that you came into to this and you met all the ladies and now you're actually you're devoted to low carb eating.
Yes, I'll never eat grain again.
No.
If I'm not extremely forced to.
Yeah.
But I'll never
I wouldn't
eat
even
it
do
again.
It then.
No,
shoot me in my foot instead because I know eating grains is like you notice so very. If I eat sugar, I can get some hard. I make my heart go quicker. But grains, it's like the whole body collapse.
Yeah, I've never really believed in that.
No, but you have to try it
because you can read about it that it's supposed to be good for you.
All these healthy
bread, and I love bread, but it's not worth it.
So actually. And now you told me earlier today that you make oopsies.
Oopsies, yes.
Yeah.
I mean you can always do other things. You just need to have some imagination. You know what things you can eat.
Yeah.
Vegetable and you just cook something out of it. I mean it's no magic.
No, but it is. Yeah. And that's
think new.
Yeah, and it's easy.
Yeah.
Don't think so complicated.
No.
Just saying instead of pasta, think cabbage. Zucchini or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to, and you shouldn't really substitute the pasta or something. You should just actually learn to put in veggies instead in some kind of some form. So because I was a bread addict before. Yeah. I ate a lot of bread, and I could do like bread for lunch and breakfast and tea and sandwiches for dinner. But it's actually not very hard.
No.
Not eating it.
No. You just have to find good, you just have to find alternatives.
Yeah.
I talked to my class now, my meat yoga class. I was talking about this because there are a lot of women goes there that they don't feel good.
No, exactly.
So I talked about the low carb eating.
Yeah.
And everybody asks, but what can you eat?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can eat everything except grains. I mean, start just take away the grains.
Yeah.
That's a big, big, big good start.
And added sugar.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
The sugar for sure. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. But yeah. I mean, just by doing that, you really come a long way.
Exactly. And you don't have to go all in.
No.
And not everyone have to be strictly low carb, high fat, or having a ketogenic diet. Because if you are like if you don't need to lose weight and you don't have to, you don't have any like diabetes or thyroid problems or anything, that might just be the thing that does it.
Because I think a lot of those people who actually have a problem with their weights or other health problem, they eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
They might have like bread for breakfast and pasta for lunch and then maybe not pizza but something like it. So you probably eat like 1 kilo
of carbs.
Or flour, just flour.
Yeah.
So just get rid of that and you're halfway there and then the rest will come.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
quite sure.
Yeah, I think so. Do you have any other health benefits?
Yes. I'm really, really good looking now.
I can assure you that she looks fab.
But I think so.
I lost the mic.
Well, of course, my number one was my head.
Yeah, yeah.
The brain fog. I mean, that was just my kick out of.
Yeah. But you don't look stupid anymore.
No.
So there was
no, I don't feel stupid.
No,
really
sharp. You didn't look stupid before.
Yeah, that must come together, you know.
But energy-wise?
No, for sure. A lot of good energy.
Yeah.
I am much stronger when I'm training, physical exercise.
Yeah.
I sleep very well. Mm. I wake up early, like 6:20, I wake up every morning. And then I just need to go up because I've slept
so good.
So good.
Yeah. You're just on it directly.
So I think now I've actually taking the low carb one step further, that I've taken away potatoes, rice, and fruits.
Yeah.
Banana, I eat maybe one every third day. And that absolutely makes a difference as well.
Yeah. But you should find the balance that is perfect for you. So I do banana pancakes maybe two times a year, but that's the only time I eat bananas or whatever. But I can do that. So, yeah. If we should go back to the fact that you were a speaker, you hadn't been to any keto or low carb event earlier. You weren't in the community taking part of it. Mm-hmm. And what kind of expectations did you have for the keto ladies?
For the keto camp?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I was really just keen on going because it was a really new community and new people and a new thing to learn.
Yeah.
I like learning and there was a lot of good speakers.
Yeah. And how was it when you, because we met, we started Thursday night with a dinner. And when did you arrive? I can't remember.
Thursday. Yeah.
You have arrived Thursday. Yeah. So what did you think? You're like meeting everyone for the first dinner and you didn't know anyone except me.
No.
So how was it?
It was
as
great.
As a newbie. Yeah.
Everybody
how did you
was
feel?
Open-minded.
Yeah.
I took a taxi with 4 other guests.
Yes, you met Bitten
and 2 other guests.
Yeah.
So I mean, we were a small group from the beginning, but I mean, everybody was just nice and saying hello and talking
and Yeah, so you feel
it was really easy, actually.
Yeah, I should describe it. If I can describe my own event. I think it's like you feel included.
Yes.
From the very first.
It's a community.
Minute. Yeah.
It's a group.
It's a group, and we get there with a common interest, the low carb living, ketogenic lifestyle, and we're interested, and we don't care what anyone works with or anything, because we are there for the lifestyle, and that makes us like we start on a common base.
Yeah.
We have a common base, and everything else is just yada yada yada. We don't care.
And it was a nice place to be at. I mean, the hotel was great.
Yeah.
So I actually met some of the girls in the pool and in the sauna. Uh-huh. And I mean, you have a possibility to go in the group and to be outside the group as well.
Yeah.
You see how my brand works. It does.
Yeah. Did you sniff some flower this morning?
Yes. No, but you know, you can go in and out of the group, and if you need to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And do some nice things and swim with that. Or practice.
Yeah.
There was a fantastic gym. And I saw that a lot of the girls or the women or the awesome women actually used it.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a women only event in some kind of?
No, I haven't.
Not me neither.
I liked it.
It was super cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. And all the interesting discussions and people really sharing.
Yes.
I thought that was like, oh my, this is a safe place.
Yeah.
It was like a safe place where you could, no one would judge you or anything like that. So, yeah. So then we went and the food was, what did you
great.
Think of the food? Yeah, the food was great.
Great.
I can agree on that. And so leaving Sunday, how did that feel?
Sad. That was awfully sad, actually.
Yeah. And I actually had to tell you that it was Pia that found out, that came up with the post keto lady syndrome. I really need to thank you for that, because you really
welcome.
Summarized it.
Yes,
it was
you're really well.
Everyone, the speakers, other speakers as well, and they, oh yes, we got it. We have just that syndrome. And you just want to go back, and it felt like empty.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that, because I'm a quite, oh well, now this is over and then I go home and I'm okay with that. But
no.
I actually missed all the people. I've got good contact with some of them, the visitors and the speakers. And it was nice to talk and in a happy way, because I actually think that everybody was happy and cheerful.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Loving people.
Yeah.
That's a good word. Loving people.
And,
I like that.
Yeah. So now, after being home now for a while and used maybe all the impressions and everything, what is the one thing, if you want to push, if you can say one thing that you will carry with you from the keto ladies?
That actually making a change matters.
Mm.
And it can be a small change, but still. What I think that most of the speakers were actually talking about was that don't make it too hard for you.
Exactly.
Start with the small changes and feel how it is for you.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to know your own body and your own feelings and go from there.
Yeah. That sounds so wise.
Yes,
Pia.
It does.
But you are super wise.
I know.
Yeah.
Nowadays I am.
Yeah, with the brain fog.
With the sharpness.
Yeah, but that's a nice, and that we are all different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to adapt things to ourselves.
Yeah.
That was nice. Thank you, Pia, very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. What can I say? We are now focusing on the Low Carb Universe 18 in November in Majorca.
Yeah.
Yes. And you can buy your ticket right now, because we think that it would be a bit more, even more popular this
buy
year.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Shopaholic.
I will try to convince Pia to come as well, because if you come to one event, you want to go to every one of them. So that will be all for today. And next time, I hopefully we'll have Hannah joining me. But I was so glad you were.
Yes, thank you.
So, okay. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.